Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along with us on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1555 of our trek, and it is time for another snippet of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from C.S. Lewis, and it is, "Relying on God has to begin all over again every day, as if nothing had yet been done." So today's snippet is, begin again every day. Our reliance on God is so fleeting. Some days we have nowhere else to turn, and we're forced to turn to God and rely on Him. On other days, though, we are so self-reliant that we dismiss God entirely from our lives. In our hearts, we think that we are self-made, when in reality, we must come to the recognition that each breath that we take is a gift from God. Just like God's mercies to us are afresh each day, so must our reliance on God be. As we rise each day, we must acknowledge that in view of eternity, our life is like a morning fog. It is here a little while, and then it's gone. Until we have this type of mindset and reliance on God, we will continually struggle each day with life's ebbs and flows like the ocean tide. So let us today, and every day, rely solely on God, who by His divine power has given us everything we need for living a godly life. And this is found in 2 Peter chapter 1. Let me read verses 3 through 9. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who has called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable us to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desire. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their old sin. As you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,554 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcaster Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Worldview Wednesday.